Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we share this message Tuesday, June 13th, 2006. It's titled Discernment. The scripture text is Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14.
For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
As a chaplain, I visited a large printing company which deals with thousands of photos daily. The purveyors of smut seek to get in their own vile images as well, and the company takes serious steps to protect their employees from this. They actually use a type of software called Porn Sweeper that is designed to filter the smut based on flesh tones and other graphical criteria. This is distinct from other filter types that use keywords. The problem is that legitimate images are also filtered, such as a tan-colored car. The computer technician told me they have to teach the software which types of images to accept or reject. By teaching and practice, or constant use, the software actually improves. Although this word is not used, they are essentially teaching the software discernment.
Well, this is a great lesson we all need to be learning as we mature in our walk with Christ. God's will is that we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, 1 Thessalonians 4:3 and 4.
Growing leads to maturing as we progress from the milk stage to the solid food stage, using the analogy of Hebrews chapter 5. There are three aspects in the latter part of the daily scripture portion that provides a solid foundation for the maturing Christian's pursuit of righteousness.
Number one, because of practice. This describes the steady, day-by-day, week-by-week type of maturing that takes place as we partake of God's Word, both individually in our personal study and corporately in church and other group settings. The specific word used means, quote, the condition has been produced by past exercise and is then the habitual or normal condition, unquote.
The second part of the verse states, having their senses trained. This translates the Greek word gymnazo, which we get the words gymnasium or gymnastics from, and refers to exercising our senses. The Apostle Paul called Timothy to, quote, train yourself to be godly. That's 1 Timothy 4, verse 7. This indicates our personal responsibility. God continues to reward those who earnestly seek Him, His kingdom, and His righteousness. And that's a combination of two verses that you're probably familiar with, Hebrews 11, verse 6, and Matthew 6, verse 33.
And thirdly, to discern good from evil. This is the sense of discernment, as the King James translates it. It means to be thoroughly separate and distinguish. Just as the software is taught to distinguish between good and evil, so are we as we mature. We are in this world and we must interface with it. We are confronted daily with good and evil, but we are learning to discern, and it's an ongoing process and daily battle.
This day, we challenge you all to continue to pursue the Lord and His will, that you live a holy life, pleasing to Him.
Let's pray. Jesus, Scripture indicates that those who are mature in their walk with you are believers who've had to make hard choices time after time. They've come up against the tempter repeatedly, and by your grace have said no to ungodliness and temporary pleasures that leave unending regret. You continue to train our senses to know that which is good and that which is evil, as we solidly anchor our sense of discernment in your standards of righteousness. Guard our hearts so that we never let a person or philosophy seeking to cater to our own fleshly desires ever replace the foundational instruction from your holy word. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. Again, we're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. You're obviously listening to our podcast. Our ministry is basically based on a website, simply addressed at www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple of additional resources on the page today. First of all, a song that comes to our hearts this morning as we prepare this is a song that we've sung in church many times titled Holiness. It has a line that I suppose especially gripped me today. Holiness is what I long for. And we found an audio clip that's from a live worship service at the Covenant Community Church in Lake Mary, Florida. Thus, it technically may not sound like a studio album, but a group of believers singing to the Lord. We're blessed by it, and perhaps you will as well. There's a link to that on our site today. If you're on the site the 13th of June, it's on the main page each day, but since we write a new message each day and that becomes the main page, just go to the archive for July 13th if you care to listen to that, if you're not listening to today. Also, yesterday I put up several photos on the web, and one of them I did not identify and actually had a question, what is that? And the question was by a person that surely knew what it was, but it was because it was such an unusual setting. It was a camel that is actually taken right here in Lancaster County, and it just struck us both as so humorous because the green and the camels eating the grass. I teased Brooksine this morning and said it's probably like the camel thought I've died and went to heaven, based upon where we normally see camels living in the dry, arid, desert-type regions. And here he's just feeding on the beautiful grass. I put a link to that photo up as well as one a reader sent yesterday, got kind of a kick out of. He took it during a trip to Israel, and it's a sign along the road that warns people of camel crossing. I never heard of that before. I know in Maine they have moose crossings, and all over Pennsylvania anyway, they have warnings regarding deer crossings. But here's a sign for a camel crossing. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful to the Lord. Keep growing in grace and knowledge. And today, be encouraged.